This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything about this program is groovy, man. 7 and a half the hour. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day program, continuing a tradition of excellence with Jennifer Horn, who's here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program to check things out, to restore you, to heal you. I always love going to Van Morrison concerts, and at the end, the big black guy that plays the trumpet says, "Have you been healed tonight?" Well, there are lots of different ways of being healed. The radio program can be healing, or you could like to walk in the woods. You could like to go out in a boat in the middle of a lake. Great time to do that. You can be distracted by any number of things. I have a crow outside the window of my studio, and if you listen carefully, I like the windows open in the summertime. And this crow has been out there, Jay's crow, crow, crow. Very active today.
Jay has been crowing, or the crow has been crowing?
No, the crow is...
You know what? It all sounds the same anymore, doesn't it?
Crow. Well, there are some people who like the natural rhythm of things, the peace of being outside. That's why people take vacations in to places that they don't normally... They live in the suburbs, they live in the city, they want to clear their head. So they go to one of our national parks, if you will. All right? Take a vacation. Or maybe you don't have to take a vacation. Maybe you get the opportunity to go someplace, take your children for a walk, or go for a walk by yourself. Find some woods. Find a field. Find a beach. Find something to allow you to just separate yourself from... There's nothing from the daily stuff in life. I call it the refrains. You know how in music there's a refrain or a chorus? So there are lots of refrains in nature, and that caw that we're hearing from the crow is one of them, right? Caw, caw, caw. I'm not good at being a crow, but it's not
You're
that
You're better
close.
Than you think.
That's good to know, Jennifer. Thank you. All right, let's look back at some of the stories from this past week. Seems like only a few minutes ago when we were going through the talk radio roundup, the stories from, and I like to look at these things and sort of predict what we think the week ahead holds in store for us. Will we have more talk about ad nauseum Trump and his indictments? Yep, probably. Are we going to have more on Hunter Biden? Good God, I hope not, but probably. Presidential race? Yep. The downgrade. You know what I saw that I thought was pretty compelling when it came to the Russian-Ukrainian war? That over the weekend, the Chinese announced that they were going to curb exports of drones because they're being used by both sides. So what have we done? We've given the money to the Ukrainians so they could buy some of their own weaponry, and they've been buying drones made in China. Well, guess what? The Russians are using the same drones, and as they've been, these were not built, supposedly, according to the Chinese anyway, they weren't built to be used in war. They've been converted to military use by the scurrilous leaders in Moscow and in Kiev. Because the Chinese are, as we know, just the best country in the world, and they want to stay neutral. How many people, raise your hand, please, who believe China is neutral in the war between Ukraine and Russia?
I don't, no.
No, well, I didn't think, no. Well, so then what is all this about? Is this PR from the Chinese? Once again, Chinese making most of the drones in the world. Here we are still using them. That is American. I don't think the American drones are made there, but I don't know that. I would think that at this point in time, we would have made it a law to not, you know, we're making laws to keep the Chinese from buying companies, keep the Chinese from buying land. Why would we be buying Chinese drones for military purposes? Anybody got a good answer to that?
You would think we wouldn't, but...
You would think that. Yeah. Isn't there, or shouldn't there be a ban on all Chinese weaponry being used or allowed into the United States? They have to have a permit to come in here. When you ship something, there's a permit that's attached. You have to say what's inside the container. So why are we risking these high-performance weapons being brought into our country and sold, who knows, illegally, legally? Why should they be legal in the first place? Right? It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And yet we have all these people who are supposedly in service to America through our representative form of government that are ignoring these things. So I thought I'd pass that along to you in case you didn't know what was going on. And maybe you wanted to chuckle if you don't think the Chinese are connected to the Russians. Well, if they can make a buck, it's like the old-time weapon guys. They'd sell the same weapons to both sides, right? That's how it worked. So, anyway, am I off my toot now? Maybe I should be. Do I discredit myself, though, when I say something like that? What do you think, ladies? Was I authoritative? You believed what I was telling you about the drones, right? It was important that I tell that story. And then I chuckle about it at the end because people don't want me to be that serious. Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on that it isn't getting discussed, as is yeah. exemplified by the stories that are repeated every week on the countdown. And there's names as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's like sometimes it almost feels focus forced to look one way. Well, it's like the magic trick. Everybody's looking at one hand while the other hand's actually doing something else.
You know, what I didn't realize, and I didn't get into this, why would people care that Lizzo is being sued? I don't even know. I find her obnoxious, so I don't pay any attention to her, but that's just me. Maybe it's an age thing. What did she get sued for? What is her problem, or what's the problem? Anybody know? I can hear the deafening sigh of that. But, oh, go ahead.
It's her dancer. You ask us a question, and then you don't stop talking, so we can answer.
All right, I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
It's her dancers that are saying that she was harassing.
Sexual harassment, yes.
Are they male or female dancers?
I think female, at least a few of them. It's like three of them or four of them that got together and came and filed the harassment lawsuit against her. I don't know. Is it dancers who got fired who want to say something to try to get back at Lizzo, or is it some really big toxic work environment? Mm-hmm. It's hard to know.
Is it a situation that happened that they deemed wasn't okay? There was one situation where they were out of the country at a strip club or whatever, and there's something about bananas. And it seems like this could be a legitimate story in the sense of people out having fun and... Lizzo as well, and please understand I'm not defending anything, but Lizzo as well as other people who are maybe in an authoritative standpoint go out with people and they look at them as friends, and friends harass each other and push each other sometimes to do things.
A lot of times they don't have their own friends, so their dancers become their friends.
And they cross a line, which is not okay, but it's not done in a malicious sense, so it's one of those things of
the story about the banana?
Side.
Yeah. If I started to talk to you about bananas, would you say that was sexual harassment?
It depends on what you're doing with them.
I like to eat them, frankly. I have a banana pretty much every day, and I never thought, well, I mean, yeah, you can use your imagination. There's always that. But, that would be something that would be a sort of a teenage thing. It would seem to me you'd grow out of it. Maybe not.
It doesn't seem like this is a specific situation that will get Lizzo canceled.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't on the top of the list. I thought the fact that the synagogue shooter getting the death penalty was appropriate, even though we talk often about the death penalty and maybe we ought not to use it, but there are sometimes, I'm not a fan of the death penalty, but I think sometimes you use it in this case. Yeah. It took him too long to get justice. Well, he was sentenced to death. How long it'll take him to go through that remains to be seen, right? So, okay, let's go to Florida, shall we? Everybody want to go to Florida?
Yeah, let's do it.
Raise your hand. So here's the story of Charles Gregory, 25-year-old man. I got rescued over the weekend when the Coast Guard found him drifting 12 miles off of St. Augustine. We're heard in St. Augustine, so I'm sure you folks are familiar with the story down there. This boat that he was in was largely underwater. So apparently this guy was 2 days. The sharks were circling his boat. Oof. He's trapped in it. I don't know why it didn't sink, because it was full of water, according to the Coast Guard. The boat was out too far. The waves were too high, and a wave hit the boat and kind of knocked it over. It didn't sink it, but you can see the pictures of this guy. Can you imagine 2 days in this half-sunk boat? Look at the pictures. You guys see the pictures?
I have not seen the pictures.
38.
Testament to fortitude, because some people.
But also, you can see the sharks. You can see the sharks.
Like, just waiting for their dinner.
Yeah, right. You know, there are. We had a circumstance on the farm. We didn't have sharks. But I got a bull because it's time for the heifers to get bred. So they'll calf next spring.
So and you do it the old fashioned way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, the bull's gosh. The most. That's what we call the cleanup. And the bulls get with the heifers and make sure that their work is done. But sometimes when a bull gets a little older or gets possessive, so I put him in a pasture with 14 heifers that all need to be, maybe 16, that need to be bred. And seemed to be quiet enough at the beginning, but then after a while, actually last night, folks went in to, I chopped a load of feed to bring into these heifers and the bull, and the bull started to do the hoof and the ground routine and snort and get nasty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. So,
does everybody live? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine, but that bull's going to have to take a trip today. I don't know where he's going, but he's not staying there. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
So Lexus is tweaking the 2024 ES, but don't freak out. I know it's their top-selling sedan. They haven't made any drastic changes to it, okay? Change is a good thing with a new available technology package for 24. It has Lexus interface and a 12.3-inch touchscreen. You need that. Plus smart access card key and heads-up display. And the new wheels for 24, they're great too. The 18-inch wheels are 5-spoke alloy with noise reduction, and they have a vapor chrome finish. They look really sharp, and they're going to be standard for the ultra-luxury grade. If you go to the ESF Sport, well, you can get exclusive 19-inch wheels. Don't worry. The 2024 ES will still have the same 3 available engines to choose from, with an all-wheel drive capability and 2 F-Sport models. Starting MSRP, $43,190, and it should be arriving in dealerships anytime now.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh. CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
You took a time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Social media focus on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. I can't take X seriously. I don't know if anybody is even responding at Good Day on air. This guy has really done a great job of pretty much ruining. Is there anybody there? Is it just me? I mean, I don't
know. Well, we all should have known when Elon Musk had that photo on his official first day carrying a kitchen sink.
Yeah, yes. He's going to change it up. I don't care what we call it. It is funny that you spent all this money and that Twitter has such a famous brand, and then you'd want to try to
change it
to redo
X.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So I was reading some of the posts that we have on our social media at Good Day Radio Show. This is a Facebook post about an experience that a youngster had with a couple, and you can see it. It's posted at... Good Day Radio Show, whatever, yeah, Good Day Radio Show. The story about a couple flying from Indianapolis to Baltimore who sat next to an unaccompanied minor. She was going down to Baltimore to see her mother. So, you know, on Southwest they have that open seating thing. Anybody could sit next to her. So this is a story about the couple that sat next to this young girl and began to chat with her, and the child was chatting back and forth. And we all know, we've all kind of been here and done that. When I'm on a plane, I want to be left alone. I don't much engage in conversation. I want to just kind of be there, and I like to fly mostly because I like to sit in a seat by myself and just kind of zone out. Anyway, so this youngster with these two people sitting next to her, stewardess comes along and says, "What do you want for a drink?" And the young girl says, "Well, we'll all take water with a straw." They just rolled with
it. So they can paint.
Yeah, and that's what they... Are you watching? Are you seeing this? That's what they did. They painted for the hour on the plane. And they went along with it, whereas a lot of people would have just been... You know, they would have been jerkleburgers about it, or they just would be nasty. They wouldn't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the moral of the story is presented here. There's a good feature. There are a lot of good things in this world. There's more good than there is bad. And if we just open our eyes to it. You know what? That's really the secret.
Yeah.
Opening your eyes to
just rolling
what's
with it.
Going
yep.
on. Yeah. But why wouldn't you want to... Well, what's in it to be angry all the time? There's our friend Terry Seavey. I like to, whenever I see her now, because she came to the farm and wanted to meet us a couple, 3 weeks ago, her comment here was, "So true, love always wins over hate." Yeah, I guess you could take various examples of that. The extreme example would be, I suppose, Hitler, you know, people like that. And so when I talk about things, you know, I was back and forth with the Chinese thing and the drones and yada yada and good. You know, you look around, social media is loaded today, by the way. I don't know, we've not talked about it the last couple of days. The Chinese and the Russians have sent warships off the coast of Alaska.
Isn't that nice?
And what the hell is that all about? And that's so the Navy destroyers
just
are up there.
Getting ready to deliver us an excellent Christmas present or something
testing. It's just exercises.
This goes back to what we were saying a few minutes ago about the Chinese and the drones. They don't want to take a position.
They're not.
Yada, yada. So what is all this saber rattling about? And so the posts all over the place.
They're testing our response, and they know that our president is not going to be hard on them.
Yeah.
And he's shown that. So, you know, why not?
Here's another one. You know, we tend to look at some of the things that are on social media that are kind of light. And so just as I clicked onto the story about the Southwest passenger and the young girl and how she was treated by that couple, here's a story of a mother who was accused by a Southwest flight attendant of trafficking her daughter because her daughter was black and she was white. Huh?
That's weird.
What? How is it? Hello? Anybody check out
any of this person? Incorrect, don't you
it's think? 2023. Hello?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's legal team has until the end of the day to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion on Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to January 6. Trump calls the Department of Justice weaponized, and what they're doing to him constitutes election interference. President Biden heads west this week. He'll be visiting Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House said Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's western swing is scheduled to end Thursday. The U.S. women's soccer team World Cup shootout loses to Sweden yesterday and is now out of the event. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
At the hour. I don't know where that summer song came from. It wasn't one that I've ever heard. But James seems to have a questionable selection.
That's Summer Nights by Van Halen.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember selecting that.
Oh boy.
With you?
It's good. It's okay.
Is it? It's noisy. Yeah. Eddie Van Halen.
Like,
I remember.
Remember how you said, do people question me? This makes you sound like a badass. Like, how dare they question me when you come back to this?
Yeah. Do you remember, were you with me when we had Eddie Van Halen on the program?
Were you there
that day? I don't know. That and Sammy Hagar, two of the more memorable, those two guys up at this hour of the day.
Because I used to go to Cabo a lot, and the house that I would stay in was right next door to Sammy. I'd see him driving around on his ATV.
Yeah, and... And?
And he just seemed like a nice guy. He just seemed
very... Yeah, no, he was.
Other than his million-dollar house, he seemed very nice.
And around the $1 million. Everybody's house is worth $1 million these days.
The house next door for me is going for $1 million.
I was
going to
say, even your house would go for $1 million.
Oh, thank you, Doug.
In this market. All right, let's see what we can think about here that's good and positive. Remember what, you probably none of you remember Kale Gilbrand. Do you remember him?
Who?
Khalil, some people are not. Khalil Gilbrand, nobody remembers.
No.
Okay. So when I was a youngster, and I wanted to make time with some woman, you'd quote something from a poem that was written by Khalil Gilbrand. He was considered to be the...
Was this part of your courting stage? Gentleman caller, if you will.
If you were trying to get somebody, you'd send him flowers and you'd send him a quote from Gilbrand's book. So here's a little 23, 24 years ago, maybe longer than that. I'm trying to remember when I used this. Trust in your dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity, which is kind of true.
Would you like to go necking this Friday? What a nice thing you would say.
Does that even use that term used anymore?
No.
Necking?
Nope. Mm-mm.
No.
That's why
what
I used it. You're talking about writing poetry to your lady friends.
Necking. Necking. What's it called when you kiss somebody on the neck? If it's not called necking, what's it called?
Mostly we just use the general term of making out now.
Really? And where'd that come from?
It encompasses everything.
Yeah, but what's the making out? Where'd that come from? What does that signify? Frankly,
I don't know. I didn't start it, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
No.
I just followed along.
Right.
I do believe it comes from the 30s or the 40s, from the phrases meaning to succeed.
Really? Okay, I have to remember that. All right, well, let's see. Time with Jennifer would not be well spent if we didn't talk about her pal, Donald Trump. So let's see what's happened over the weekend. I think he said he was not guilty. How many times has he said that? About, what, 70?
How many times has he been forced into saying it by a judge?
Well, he's not forced to. He can say, I'm guilty. Yeah, Your Honor, yes, I'm guilty. So anyway, the indictments and the criminal counts and all this stuff. Okay. So if it's a little, it's an overcook. He has denied 70 times that he's been involved in any
criminal action.
That too, yes. So, okay. I'm going to go on a limb here and suggest that this is overkill, that there are a number of complaints that are just so much hooey. However, when you have this many, even given the system and they're trying to get them and all of that stuff, there's got to be at least one or two of these things, maybe three or four of these counts, with which he is charged that he's guilty of. Somewhere in there, there's got to be something.
Well, that's true for everybody, right? I mean, how many of us have broken the law probably just in the last 24 hours? Does that mean that the government should be hunting you down, or does that mean they should be investigating crimes? And I think that's the difference, is that you can, as they always say, indict a ham sandwich, and that's why you're seeing these prosecutors go to places like Washington, D.C., where there aren't very many Donald Trump fans wandering around.
No. Really?
And so they go, this is a good way to get it. Let's throw the book at him. The question is, have they acted the same way when they had other opportunities? If you've had Hillary Clinton and you've had John Kerry and you've had Al Gore all complain that they were...
So, those are all Democrats, by the way, folks, if you didn't get that.
No, but all of them claim that they had an election stolen from them. Mm-hmm. I don't see... I mean, do we now want to set the precedence for going after Trump?
Al Gore did have.
Them?
I think they both got more of the popular vote. Depends on how you define using the electoral system.
Do they have the right to say it, or do they not? And I think that becomes the question. You know, it's like, it's okay for Al Gore to say an election was stolen, whether it was or not.
But it's,
okay for Donald Trump.
But it's kind of the way it was done, Jennifer. Al Gore wasn't in your face. Richard Nixon wasn't in your face when Kennedy stole the election from him. It does. Yeah, I think it does. I think
freedom
it matters to the
matters
public.
Whether you say it once or 50,000 times.
It's a public perception. And maybe the news media has been used as a tool to get Trump. But we all know that he's his own worst enemy when it comes to public displays of anger
from
or public displays
that I know
of whatever
that has been around Donald Trump. They say that he believes he won the election, that he doesn't believe that this is a lie. He believes that he won the election. So right. That's and what the court is going to have to prove is that he doesn't believe that and that he was trying to sell people a story. Mm-hmm. And then you have to get into the next layer. Well, then do we go after every politician who lies? If he did indeed believe it was a lie, then now we have the game. Well, then any politician who's lied to us about anything consequential should also be in trouble. And then who would be there? Every single politician in Washington, D.C. So it's a difficult road to go down.
Who's his lawyer? Has he got one lawyer? How many lawyers has he got?
He's got lawyers, new lawyers on every single one of these cases. It's incredibly expensive.
Hmm.
There'll be more this week. Don't think for a second we're not going to hear from Atlanta this week. They've already got everything locked down there.
Is it appropriate for people who are giving money to his campaign to have it used to pay his legal bills?
Yes, because that's what people are donating for.
They are donating for him to be the next president.
Think about it. When did Trump's popularity go way up? It went up. He started beating Ron DeSantis as soon as the indictment started. People are ticked about this. Don't underestimate that.
I'm not saying they aren't ticked about it.
And people are donating money to Donald Trump because they want to see him be the one to win. They want to help defend him. The people that are defending him now, I think, like we've talked about, it's a backlash. People that were thinking of another candidate are now back in Trump's court because they feel like he's being just targeted for no reason.
So, I wanted to go to Florida, but I'm also looking at the plight, if that's what it is, of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what's happening to him that is in many ways similar to what's happening to Donald Trump. He's being dismissed. He's being
pulled off social media.
Right, because he says things that aren't in line or in step with what the rest of the Kennedy family thinks. And so the headline isn't what he's talking about. It's the anger that's being created by him. How dare he impact this storied family with his ridiculous ideas? How dare he denigrate the Kennedy name?
I wish we would worry more about the people who are doing bad things in the country rather than people who just have a differing opinion.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with Robert F. Kennedy. Look, some things I like about him, some things
I do
too.
Some things
I don't. You know, but nobody's going to agree with you 100% of the time. That's true with Trump, by the way, who is the person I vote for first.
Yeah.
I don't love 100% of anything that anybody says except for me.
So. Yeah. What, not me? How come? Not me? Wow.
Well, you're close. But, like, you know, I mean, everybody's different, right? We can say we like 100% of the stuff that we say because we said it.
The more I hear Ron DeSantis speak and more I pay attention to what he said, the less I like him. I've never really liked him anyway, but I like him less all the time. Back to where there's smoke, there's fire.
You're not the only one. And if you look at his poll numbers, holy smokes.
The College Board's Advanced Placement Psychology course banned by the Florida Department of Education, citing recent laws that ban teaching foundational content about sexual orientation and gender identity. So in psychology courses... How so, Jane?
To ban this. Well, because if they're either breaking the law or they are doing a disservice in regards to college credit. So it's one of those things of what is it, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't.
Well,
either
that's more
go,
what I'm looking at. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I'm
either which
at.
Way they go, they are breaking some kind of law or accreditation. So until something is figured out, it's almost
so,
better to just say, all right, we cannot teach this book. We cannot teach it in its entirety.
But this all seems to have come about, all this focus on this stuff, since DeSantis has been actively campaigning for the presidency. These things, are they just coincidental?
No,
or are they
this
tied
has been
together?
Happening much longer than DeSantis, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, ask me in California, we've been having...
Yeah, but Florida is not a place you'd expect this, like California is. Mm-hmm. They want to control everything you think.
Still a big state with a lot of big cities.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that we somehow or other, I'm not a fan of DeSantis, so when I see this kind of stuff, just is he responsible for it or not? The other side of it is that he, or just take him out of the equation. Generally speaking, these sorts of things, if it's a college level, somebody's studying something specifically, and I don't have much trouble.
But these are for high school students. So, like, you have the AP courses, which you can take in high school and still get
on psychology in high school?
Yeah, that's what for AP. Really? You can still get a college credit while you're in high school, but that's what they're saying. If they can't teach the entire course, then they will not get that college credit, and at that point, they'll have to take the course again once they actually are in college and they can take the entire course.
All right, let's talk about the psychology of being a pilot and the information that you pass along to the folks who are riding with you on the plane. There's a viral video floating around. An unnamed pilot delivers a speech on manners to passengers. And I see nothing wrong with this. I've heard this speech in some variation 100 times or 100, who knows, thousands of times. But this thing has garnered 5 million views in as many days. You listen to this and wonder, what is the problem? Here is the audio from the pilot on the American Airlines plane.
The flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make your flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin, and my will is what matters. Be nice to each other. Be respectful of each other. I shouldn't have to say that. People should treat people the way you want to be treated, but I have to say it every single flight because people don't. They're selfish and rude, and we won't have it. Okay? Do it yourself. Get it out of everybody else's way. Put your junk where it belongs. Everybody have paid for a space. Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people. Don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you've talked about it. And they have a weather-resistant jacket. All right, a little bit of fatherhood here. The other thing. The social experiment on listening to videos on speaker mode and talking on a cell phone on speaker mode, that is over and done in this country. Nobody wants to hear your video. I know you think it's super sweet. It probably is. But it's your business, right? So keep it to yourself. Use your AirPods, use your headphones, whatever it is. That's your business, okay? It's just part of being in a respectful society. Little seniors, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hands. Raise them up. Anybody in the middle? Like 5 people. Yeah, right. Just full. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. You own both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight.
I thought this guy was great.
Okay, I think I was left with a person that's like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He said one thing that got cut off, that middle seat people, you get both armrests, and that is something that
doesn't...
There you
go.
Yes,
but this guy clearly is a frustrated TV host.
Listen, I'm all for what he had to say. Good for him. All right, 48 after, this is a good day.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour, Monday means it's time for Romeo and Juliet. Tommy, the K, and Doug Stevens. So which role do you want to play?
That's a stretch, my friend, right there.
I know it is. Yes, it is. But listen, we stretch the truth. It's actual and everything is satisfactual. All right, so Tom and Leslie Segretti host the weekend program called The Money Pit, answering a lot of questions, focusing on things that are necessary for you to understand when you're taking care of your home. How do we fix this? How do we fix that? All kinds of things, not only on the radio program, but on the podcast and on the newsletter. And we here, when we have the presence of mind to bring Tommy on, take questions from our audience. Rachel, listener, says that she's remodeling her laundry room, which is also our guest's half bath.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know whether laminate wood flooring is safe under a washing machine. First, for those who are unwashed, Tommy,
right,
what is laminate wood flooring?
So laminate flooring is kind of like a laminate countertop, but about 25 times tougher than the old-fashioned laminate tops. You know, I got to say, Doug, in light of the fact that now we have more options in flooring, laminate is starting to sunset in popularity because it can be impacted by moisture, especially if you get a flood. A much better choice today, Rachel, might be one of two products, either a luxury vinyl plank, which is not like the old vinyl sheet flooring that you used to think of. It's more of a plank floor, and it can look just like beautiful wood, or it can even look like tile, locks together, and floats. Or, even better yet, there's a type of flooring called hybrid stone flooring, which has a much, much tougher surface. And again, in both cases, those products are 100% waterproof. So it doesn't matter if you're under laundry equipment or in a bathroom. Now, in terms of laundry equipment, especially if this laundry room is on a wood floor, in other words, it's of a basement or it's on the second floor. Another thing you should be aware of is something that are called anti-vibration blocks. These are like rubber blocks that you put between the bottom feet of the washing machine and the floor, and they're actually quite effective at absorbing some of the vibrations put out by the spin cycle and making the washers quieter, and they don't walk if they're a little off of balance because the load kind of shifted. But I've always used those anti-vibration blocks since I discovered them some years ago, and they've been very effective in trying to keep the equipment quiet and in place.
And when Tom was doing it, when he was putting that down, he had the Beach Boys on with Good Vibrations.
Yeah, to help. There's this thing as Good Vibration when it comes to your washing machines walking.
No, floor, my friend. No. All right, so we were talking before we went on the air about deck collapses.
Yeah.
I'm putting a deck up on the back end of the apartment that I have in the barn, and mm-hmm. I'm using an old deck that I got from, who knows, I've forgotten even where I got this deck. But it's been sitting around for a while, and I started looking at the wood, and I'm thinking, because it was all hardwood, it was all oak made out of that, but
right.
Do I put that up, or do I just build a new one?
Well, the key here, and especially when it comes to avoiding deck collapses, is how the frame is built and how it's attached to the building and supported, because most of the time what you hear about when it comes to the deck collapses, Doug, is when the deck frame pulls away from the main body of the house. And
right.
It does that because typically it's not attached properly. So, for example, it might be attached with lag bolts rather than bolts that have nuts and big washers and are really securely tied into the frame.
Right.
Or the girders that support the outside sections are not properly supported, and then they start to sort of shift from side to side, especially when you have like big parties. We often hear about this on like Memorial Day or 4th of July or Labor Day parties when you have a lot mm-hmm. of people over your house and you're really stressing that structure out, and it gets quite dangerous. So attachment to the house and the flashing around that to make sure water doesn't get in there and cause rot is really, really key. Once you get that framing done and done well and done securely, you know, then whatever you put on top is really going to be a question of how much maintenance you want to put on into it over the years and that sort of thing. You know,
well,
no maintenance, you go with composite, you don't care about having to stain it every 2-3 years, and maybe you're going to use pressure treated, for example.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have to worry about that because I don't have that many friends.
Well, there you go.
I'm all set.
Okay. And when we come over, we know enough just to look before we
yeah.
get those decks.
Right, exactly. All right, so we have about a minute left here. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my driveway, and I noticed one of the things that's in the Money Pit newsletter is how to fix the cracks in the driveway without
right.
having to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different. This guy came around. He's going to take out the cracks and put new stuff down and cover it up with some kind of.
Yeah, you got to seal them. You may have to open them up if they're really like hairline. Otherwise, the sealant won't adhere and stick.
Got it. Won't take effect.
And if it's a big deep one, then you can put a backer rod in there so that you don't sort of waste the material and that will keep it towards the top of the surface.
There we go. MoneyPit.com/newsletter, the podcast, and the Money Pit itself. Tom Kreidler here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.